have committed to using only reusable, recyclable, or compostable packaging by the year 2025. Among the companies on the list, PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, and Walmart. Bob Agnew reporting.
A German court is considering whether cities should ban diesel cars to lower air pollution. The move that could have drastic consequences for the country's auto industry. The NASDAQ is up 31 points, and more on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, so instead of Linda, I have Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. The news, as always, is brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great place to go into. Gosh, the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California, maybe even the whole state. Tobacco and Brew.
It's about 30 degrees in downtown Reading. A slight chance of rain and snow showers before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers. Tonight, we're looking for mostly clear with a low around 29. Friday, a sunny with a high near 55 and a low in the evening of 33. On Saturday, a 20% chance of showers and a high of 56. Saturday night, 20% chance of showers and low of 34. We're getting right around that freezing temperature every evening through Sunday and slight chance of showers. Looks like we might get a little bit of rain later on in the week next week. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
All right. Good morning, Trish. You know,
good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing just good.
Was it chilly this morning, huh?
It's just chilly. Yes, it is.
Did you have a car in the garage?
I did. Oh, always, yes.
Always, okay.
Yes, I don't have to worry about the frost on the
windshield.
Oh, yeah,
I was looking at the one. Yeah, I pulled out in the carport. That's good enough.
Yeah.
But the, cars and trucks up and down the street, it's going to take them a little bit longer to get to work today.
Absolutely, yeah.
Hey, we're here with Dan Christensen, who is a retired Special Forces guy.
NCO.
NCO. Guy, NCO. You're right. Not an officer. He's an NCO.
Okay.
You know, the ones that make things
officer.
Work.
You guys throw these initials at me. I have to think about it.
Non-commissioned officer. That's right, with Green Berets. And he's here because there's a event coming up this next weekend.
Right, March 3rd.
On March 3rd. And it's something that the Special Forces Association here are putting together, but we want to help out with this. So, Dan, tell us what this is.
Well, this is a showing of the movie 12 Strong, which is about a Special Forces A-team that went into Afghanistan in just after 9/11, just a few weeks after. So we're doing
by the way, a true story.
True story.
Absolutely a true story. And I've seen it, and it's really a good movie.
Amazing story what they did. We're doing a private screening here in Reading. It's for veterans and their families. Any veterans, it's an open for veterans and family. They can contact us and be our guests to watch this movie, you know, a true story about some real American heroes.
Yeah, it's going to be a matinee on Saturday, and it's going to be over at Cinemac 14.
Correct.
Who are, and let's just throw it out, not giving us a break on the cost. So we'll be reaching out to, not the veterans or anything, but, you know, businesses and stuff to see if they'd like to help underwrite this. I mean, it's not a lot, it's $700, but still.
Right, no, that'd be great.
And, you know, so we'll be reaching out that way. But the big thing on this is it's a way for veterans to get together with their families. And how many seats are in that place? So
About 90.
About 90. So we can take, like, about 90 people in there. And so it's going to be kind of like, you know, you need to make reservations or to at least let us know because the first 90 get in. And we don't want to have people just come down and waste their, you know, waste time that day.
Again, right. And this is over at the Cinemax
14.
14.
Correct.
Right. Over there on... over there by Costco.
Park Marino.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no.
That's the one
Oregon
over
Trail.
There, yeah. Old Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
One over by Costco.
Okay.
Right there.
Right.
And across from, I think, Winco or something like that.
Right. Home Depot's over there.
Yeah, the big one. It's the big one over there. So, and it's going to be Saturday, March 3rd. What time?
The time is between 1 and 1:30. That hasn't been confirmed with us by the Senate Bill 14.
Now, Dan, how do people get a hold of you?
The people can get a hold of us in two ways. They can get on Facebook, and they can do a quick search for Special Forces Chapter 89, and then send us a message on Facebook, and we'll respond that way. Or they can send us an email at sfchapter89@gmail.com.
Now, either way. What about those that may just not have the access to the computers like that? Is there another way to get a hold of them? Some veterans don't.
Well, we don't have a chapter phone number.
Oh, okay.
I don't know whether they could contact here and get hold of us or.
Yeah.
My wife would probably get mad if I gave my home phone number out.
Yeah, you can give us a call. Yeah. Give us a call here at the station, 530-605-4565. Susan here right now, she's writing all this stuff down so that when people call that they'll know that she can tell them what to do or where to go to and how to get a hold of you guys. Okay. And so once again, it's Special Forces Chapter 89.
Correct.
Is putting on a free movie. It's called 12 Strong. If you haven't seen it, it's based on a true fact that happened right after 9/11, where a Special Forces team inserted into Afghanistan and linked up with an anti-Taliban kind of leader.
Right, three different groups.
Three different groups. Over.
Yeah, that all hated each other.
Yeah.
And that was one of the big challenges for the Special Forces men, was to get these groups to work together, which is really what Special Forces' specialty is. They're not necessarily...
they're not the Delta guys. You guys are training and leading indigenous groups.
Right. Knowing the local culture, knowing the local languages, and really trying to, make people that are fighting the people we're fighting work with us rather than just in parallel with us, but really work closely together to achieve everybody's end goal.
Absolutely.
And challenge.
Well, the big thing on this, too, you expect that. But then in this one, there was a change that the Special Forces team ends up traveling with the Afghan fighters all on horseback.
Right. The Northern Alliance, the terrain was so rugged that vehicles couldn't get most of places that they were going. They had been pushed into the mountains. The roads were too rugged for Jeeps or four-wheels. So they rode horses like their ancestors had for thousands of years. When the Special Forces arrived, they were basically told to get on horses. And I believe only one of the men on the 12-man team had ever ridden horses before.
Oh, wow.
So and for people that have ridden, know how difficult that would be to get on a horse for 4 hours for the first time ever, loaded with combat gear, and ride. And, the saddle sores these men had and the difficulties they had was, and not so much a big part of the movie. It was a small part of the movie, but it was a big part of the book and a big part of their story.
Yeah, some of them having to ride, bad backs and all these things, just blowing out their backs. But having to take down certain individuals of the Taliban and this. But it's a great movie, and now you can see it free if you're in the first 90 people there. Special Forces Chapter 89 is putting it on. So if you have questions, just go to Facebook, mm-hmm. to your Special Forces
Chapter 89.
Chapter 89 group. Where else?
Email at sfchapter89@gmail.com.
Okay, or give us a call here at 605-4565, and we'll be more than happy to pass on that information to you. But you want to get a hold of the chapter so that you can you make reservations with this. Again, it's free. You have to buy your own popcorn.
Right.
Okay, but 90 people, it'll fill up fast, so they
right.
need to get
it up. Will.
Yeah.
And absolutely. if you'd like to help donate to this, and I'm going to go out and ask certain people.
That'd be great.
Some people to help offset the cost of this.
Perfect.
So, okay.
Thanks,
Dan
for
Christensen.
Coming in, Dan.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, but before we do it, you know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Sleep Number.
Absolutely.
In
this cold, blistery weather, boy,
did you want to get out of
into that Sleep Number bed set at 55, and boy, are you comfortable?
Because it's Thursdays, Linda, and she's got an event today and tonight, too, but she's laying there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm leaving at 6, and the dog is curled up on my pillow now at this point because I've been up for Wow. And you just didn't want to leave. You just don't want to leave.
Hardest thing
you
I do all day long is get out of bed.
Whoa. You know what? And it's and Sleep Number's making it harder because they are offering. They're offering during this Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on Ultimate Limited Edition bed, plus queen mattresses start at only $699.99. Wow. Yeah. I mean, you know what? It's these beds last forever. I shouldn't say forever. That's probably not
true. They last a long time.
They last a long time, and 91% of the people that own a mattress recommend it and would buy another one. So here's your chance. Head on down to Sleep Number over at the Target Shopping Center. Go on in, say Carl and Linda and Trish sent you. Let them try and figure that one out. And go lay down on a bed. See what it's like. See what having a one of those 360s are like when, as you move, it kind of adjusts to you as you're moving. Oh, yeah. Sleep Number. We'll be right back. It's 15 and a half minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. We'll be right back to talk about a few things here before the rest of our guests come strolling through the day.
On Friday, March 9th, at the new Sheraton Renning Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electricians Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Get that siesta or you'll miss the fiesta. Head on over to Tortilla Flats on Park Marina Drive, a friendly cantina with pretty senoritas that serve up dishes that taste as good as they look. The choices are endless. Enchiladas rancheros, fajita or chili verde burritos, chicken or beef piccata. Try our mouth-watering seafood enchiladas or burritos served with Tortilla Flats' own Spanish white cream sauce. All this and more served 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Dinners are served with beans, rice, albóndiga soup or salad, and complimentary chips and salsa. Tortilla Flats is a perfect place to end your day. Our popular happy hour is 4 to 6 p.m. with $2 tacos, half-off appetizers, and daily drink specials. Tortilla Flats even has a private party room for groups up to 30. Call for details. The next time you crave Mexican food, try Tortilla Flats, Redding's oldest Mexican restaurant where we serve the best margaritas in town. Tortilla Flats, 2800 Park Marina Drive, 1 mile south of the Sundial Bridge, where the fiesta never ends.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, right here. Myself and Trish Clark. Good morning.
Thursday mornings are good.
It's good.
That whole thing about getting out of bed.
30 degrees.
Oh, it's so cold.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
30
yeah.
degrees.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Well, try getting up at 2
no.
in the morning. because Elk Killer decides it's time. And I go out of the door. I used to always kind of walk out with her. No, not today. Not this morning. Pushed her out, and she looks at me, and I go, hey, you know
what? You're on your own.
Yeah, I'm not coming out there. So she ran down the steps, ran out in the yard, worked it right there, and came running back in. I mean, I don't think her little feet touched the ground on the way back in. And she ran back down to the to her bed. She's got her bed in there. So it's too cold.
Okay.
Hey, I'm gonna, because it's been since the shooting happened last week.
Yeah.
And was it before you were on the show, or was it right after?
Yeah.
What do you think about what's going on? Do you see what Trump's doing right now?
I'm not exactly sure what Trump's doing right now. I think he's trying to get past the students and the nonsense. The latest thing I heard he's talking about, which is something I totally agree with, is the whole thing of arming teachers in the classroom.
And you know,
and I'm all over that. Well, to me, that is I can't understand what people can't understand. We have guards for judges, for courthouses, for museums, for everything we treasure.
Why don't we put guards?
Why
in?
Don't we put guards for our children?
Why don't we do that?
Why don't we treat our children like we treat everything else we treasure in our world?
And why don't we start using the technology that we have? Things like cameras. You know, a camera costs nothing anymore. And you can, you know, they're wireless. They can come back into one spot. You can hire a security person that has the right, there has the ability to push the button that locks the doors. You know, and then that teachers can override it. I saw something the other day on TV where this one school had hardened their school. Each teacher carried a panic button. Or an alert button. They call it panic buttons. I brought an alert button. If something's happening, they push the button. It goes straight to the security people and straight to the police.
We have a campus here in Chester County that was built specifically to be set up like that. It's the new campus. It's out in
School of the Arts.
No. It's out on Gas Point Road. It's one of the grade schools in Cottonwood in the Cottonwood School District. Trying to think of it. When they set it up. They set up all the classrooms. It's set back so that it can be completely surrounded. The classrooms has the teacher pool in the middle where they can see everybody that's going on in each one of the classrooms in a round circle. Mm-hmm. It's state of the art and could be secured in a heartbeat.
Well, that and you know putting the glass or the shatter resistant film over the glass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody
mm-hmm.
tried to break in, it's not going to just shatter. It's going to and you can't break through it. I mean, all of this is money. But then again, you ask yourself, how much is that worth? How much are those kids worth? And then you know,
they take a little bit of the money they're spending to bust all these people
and it
in
would take,
to do all these things about guns and spend it on securing our children.
Well, I had a suggestion. I actually sent it to LaMalfa. And I said, why not ask veterans to go guard our schools if they're retired? And there's got to be somebody willing there's so many people that are willing.
The thing about it is that they're talking about, you know, doing bump stocks. Okay. I mean, I've heard of bump stocks, but I don't know of any. I don't know of any shooter that uses one. I mean, I'm serious, you know, I mean, that uses one. And nor have I ever heard of one. The other thing is raising the age so that you've got to be 21 to be able to buy a semi-automatic weapon.
More laws are not going to stop it.
No, because you're bringing in photos of
assault weapons that have been around since World War forever.
And again, an assault weapon, that is a misnomer.
That's their term. It means nothing.
No.
But what they're referring to as assault weapons have been around forever.
I have probably one of the most dangerous assault weapons. No, I shouldn't say most dangerous because it's not dangerous because I've got it.
Mm-hmm.
And but the one that's been one of the most effective battle rifles in the history of warfare, it's called the M1 Grand. That doesn't have a removable. It doesn't have a removable magazine. It doesn't have a pistol grip. It doesn't have a flash finder or flash hider. It doesn't have any of those things. It's just a rifle that you can load 8 rounds into. That our World War II, Korea, and even parts of Vietnam, we're still using this rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And So, I mean, it doesn't meet any of the requirements of the quote assault weapon. An assault weapon is in truth a weapon that fires, a firearm that fires automatically. You know, that has the automatic burst capability, and the ones that 99.9% of the people have are semi-automatics. And the only way you get an automatic weapon is you have to go through severe background checks. You have to get a license for it. They can come check that weapon, you know. So, you know, people say, I see what they say. They say, why do you need a rifle that shoots that many times? Well, why not?
But the point that people need to get back to, and there have been so many great things shared on the internet and on Facebook in the last few weeks or last few days about the whole the ludicrousy of the argument about more laws and more gun control because it just doesn't make any sense.
I think people are starting to realize that.
Well, hopefully they are. Hopefully, I mean, you got some young kids coming out now. I watched a tape yesterday from the Capitol about a bunch of young people who've got their head on right and who are saying, you know, criminals don't obey laws. So what makes you think passing more laws is going to impact the people that are shooting up our schools?
They're not. And so
they're
now,
criminals.
So now you've got to do this, they won't do it. See, here's the thing: is they just won't do it. You know, they're so busy building these damn high-speed rails that they won't take a couple billion dollars that it would take to harden our schools. You know, a lot of these schools are hardened already down in the big cities because they do have metal detectors, they do have point of entry, they do have, you know, fences around them. And they say, we want this to be an inviting place. Okay, an inviting place, it can be an inviting place. So you put, you know, roses on the fences, but you still come down where you have point of entry and you can block it.
And Carl, if the government would just, we tried it right here in the city of Anderson, in the Anderson School District.
Uh-huh.
If the government would just get out of our way, a lot of us will take care of it ourselves. We'll protect our children, and we did it at the Anderson Union High School District. We passed, they agreed that under the principal's tutelage and the superintendent's, that they could have any of the guns people on the campus could carry concealed. And nobody would know who they were. They'd go through the proper training.
Yeah.
They'd be on campus. The legislature immediately passed a law saying we can't do it at the local level.
If they just get
out of our way.
Northern Firearms, in fact, offered a free training class for teachers.
You know, there's been several governors that have come out and have talked about it. There's one sheriff that's filled up like 200 spots of concealed carry permits for the teachers in that area, what have you. I think that I have a lot of confidence in this United States, and I think we proved it when we elected a president who everybody said could not be a president because we've had enough of the norm. People stepped back, they didn't tell anybody what they were going to do, and they elected the person they thought could make a difference. I think what you're going to see over the next several weeks is a lot of people stepping forward doing their own thing and pressing it.
Well,
and they all join together and think they can get the
thing. I hope that they can come up with something that is, you know, that maybe Trump can make this thing bipartisan because, you know, if he's saying the right things right now. Of course, people want him to condemn the NRA, which he won't do, nor should he.
And Rubio didn't. I was so proud of him.
No, it's not.
They had him cornered, and he would not do it.
It's not the NRA.
It is not. We are the NRA. All of us that belong to it are the NRA. What are they coming after?
Well, it's like, you know, when I was pointing it out, I finally got into one of those things in the paper and said, you know, hey, I'm a business owner, you know, veteran, you know, blah, 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 own semi. And so, guess what? So do many of my friends who are doctors, lawyers, judges, educators, businesses big and small. You know, most of the people I know, a lot of the people I know, I shouldn't say most, but a lot of the people I know, and up here in Shasta County, it could be most of the people I know, they have guns, and a lot of them are semi-automatic firearms.
And most of us are NRA members.
And it doesn't make America less safe because we have these guns. And that's the bottom line.
When I listen to, they say that they went into somebody's house and oh my gosh, they found three weapons or four weapons or five weapons. And I think,
It must have been a liberal Democrat.
Exactly. It must have been a liberral Democrat because
in Shasta County.
That doesn't even hold a candle to what most of the people I know have.
This one guy came up for his father, you know, his daughter's getting married to somebody here in town, or son's getting married to somebody here in town. You know, we're talking about the concealed carry classes, and he goes, well, you know, I have three rifles. And I said, wow. I said, here in Shasta County, that wouldn't even be a liberal Democrat because they all have at least four and two pistols. And he got all excited about that. He goes, oh, well, I was planning on getting more. Okay. Okay, yeah. We got to take a break here. And we've got people waiting outside for the grand jury and all this. This portion of the show, talk about security now. Okay, now let's talk about security. North State Security is the largest security firm north of Sacramento. But they are also doing the river. They are also on the river trails. Providing security with bike patrols. They do the garden. They do the electrical plants. They do the water plants. They do football games, high school football games, Colt 45s. These are all the things they do. Plus, they've got this program that they can be anywhere in under 10 minutes. If you want, and it's not an expensive program, my friends. You need to call them at 243-0295. What about hiring armed guards from a security firm that's put them through the training? And put a couple of them in each one of our campuses. How much could that cost?
You know,
think about it. Think about that. How much would that cost? And, you know, if that's
it's
what
so
it takes.
And
you know what? They're outwardly armed. I mean, they're carrying rifles. I mean, people may not like to see that, but guess what? You know what? If that's what it takes to keep people away. Well, Reading's never had a problem. Reading could have a problem tomorrow. Okay, that's, by the way, North State Security announced a prevention since 1968. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they could be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
For your rockin' pleasure, ZZ Tush. A full-on tribute to that little old band from Texas. Live in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, March 9th. Northern California's premier ZZ Top tribute band, ZZ Tush, brings it live and loud, playing all their greatest hits and then some. Got Me Under Pressure, Cheap Sunglasses, Legs. ZZ Tush brings the ZZ Top experience to the stage. They got the moves, the music, the beards, the shades, and of course, the furry guitars. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. So if a good old time is what you're after, then you ought to come out. These boys give you the whole package. ZZ Tush live and loud at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, March 9th at 7:30 p.m. A good rockin' time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play and the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the river.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, the epicenter of the coming renaissance.
The place where it's happening.
The place where it's happening, the renaissance of Reading here. Hey, it is 7:36 in the morning. It's 32 degrees going up to 54 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors, veterans, and payment plans if you need some help there. 365-3793. Home helpers and your buddy,
Sharon,
your younger sister, Sharon Clark. If you're looking for a very, very, very capable provider of quality, compassionate in-home care and customized home care solutions for your situation, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350. And if you need short-term help or long-term help, she's the one you need to talk to. Check it out at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or, again, 226-8350, Home Helpers. I'm here with Trish Clark, and we're here with
Phil Perry. Representing the grand jury this morning.
Representing the Grand Jury Association.
The Grand Jury
Former Grand Jury.
Is that like a union?
I wish it would, yeah. We'd have dues and everything, wouldn't we? But no, it's the...
It must be that time of the year again.
Yeah, former grand jurors that are helping recruit new people to be on the grand jury.
Okay.
How much time does it take to be a grand jury? Is this pretty much a full-time job, isn't it?
It depends. You can balance your time. If you're a four-person or a pro tem, you're going to be putting in more hours.
If you're a what?
Four-person of the grand jury or their pro tem, would be the second one, you're putting in quite a few hours. If you are heavy into an investigation or really like writing reports and things, you probably put in more hours, but some of it's done at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're working or other times, you can manage your time and keep it down to about 20 hours a week. But it just depends what you're doing and how active you are.
But it can take longer. And people need to know this, that if you're going to, say, sign up for the grand jury, then you're signing up essentially for a year to be somebody that's kind of a watchdog on a lot of the things that are happening around this county.
Right. The grand juries can take a look at the county departments, all the cities in the county and their departments.
Any government agency.
Any local government agency, but not state or federal.
Right. Any local government.
Can you investigate, like, supervisors and things like that?
They could, yes. Yeah. They respond to complaints from citizens. They choose their own topics, and then they can come up with topics on their own.
Could you investigate why the Board of Supervisors hasn't come up with a plan to put more, to increase our jail space?
They could. It'd be a pretty complex subject. the grand jury does look at the jail every year. It's required by the penal code.
And unfortunately, a lot of the times that the recommendations that the grand jury comes up with, and they're good, and probably nothing that money wouldn't solve.
Well, that's true for most things, yeah. And they're limited on what they can recommend. I mean, you can't do personnel recommendations, and you can't make budget changes for anybody.
It doesn't go to criminal court either, right?
No. They have the option, or the district attorney could file a complaint, but it's so much easier going through other processes. They don't do that anymore.
Okay. So what do you need to be? What are the qualifications?
Qualifications is be a resident of Shasta County for 1 year. Mm-hmm. Be able to attend meetings, work with other people.
Do you have to be a citizen?
Citizen, yes.
You can be a resident without being a citizen of the United States. I always want to clarify these days.
Yeah. Be able to, like I said, work with others, do reading, writing, research, be able to make your own mind, be impartial, be able to look at the facts and make an informed decision. And they can make findings, which could be one good or bad, and then they can make recommendations. And a lot of times their studies may not result in anything or may result in good job, keep it up.
The Now, I've seen them come out with saying things that need to be done and have the city just blow them off, you know, and just say, no, that's not true. No, that's not right. And, or no, we're not going to do that. I mean, is there a way for them to kind of like have a,
no,
they, a hammer here?
Yeah, they make facts and recommendations, and the city can choose, a city, for example, in your case, or can choose to disagree.
Or the county.
Or the county, or a special district, or a school board. They can, and then maybe the next year grand jury would look at it again, and then the following year, if it was that important, and continue to try to say, here, you really need to address this.
The only requirement is that they must respond. Mm-hmm. They must file a timely answer and a response to each thing that pertains to them, and they must do it in a certain form and in a timely manner. And beyond that, they really don't have to take any of the recommendations and do them.
What would you say? I mean, y'all have watched this, been this. What's probably been one of the most important things that the grand jury has looked at in the last 10 years?
Well, it probably depends. Each grand jury would have their own opinion, but there was one special district that wasn't following the Brown Act that was picked up.
I guess the one
that, you know, and again, it goes back to budget. You can't do anything. Is dealing with public safety out in the rural areas. That's been a big topic. But, you know, unless you raise taxes or find other forms of funding, you're not going to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, in the grand jury, we know a lot of people have been on grand jury, and they get a lot out of this. And they just they're so happy they did this because, one, they learn a lot about the government and the things. But then they really do get to go in there and research it and come up with solutions, too. So, I mean, this is one of the big things about the grand jury.
Yeah, and I've had the option of being on both sides of the table. And, you know, you come in as a staff person and you respond to questions and you don't know where it's going to go or what it's about. Then you get on the grand jury and you can see it from the other side. And there's 19 people there, or if a committee, maybe a subcommittee, 7 or 8, that are really interested in a topic that they're working on.
Okay.
I've not had the opportunity as a grand juror, but I was certainly interviewed many times over the 20 years I was involved.
Well, investigated many times, right?
Okay. Interviewed. I don't know that I was personally investigated, but I was interviewed on many occasions.
I know.
Okay, a couple quick points.
Sure.
The recruitment period started yesterday.
Okay.
And will run until April 13th, which is when applications are due.
Okay.
There's going to be a public information meeting on Monday, March 12th at 3 o'clock at the community room at City Hall. And there will be another one on April 4th. I think that's a Wednesday at 3 o'clock at City Hall.
Who do they call? Where do they go to download the stuff?
Go to the Shasta County website, just type in Shasta County Grand Jury.
I think it's .gov. Anyway, Shasta County website.
Yeah, I know one of them changed to .org recently, but it wasn't the county. They can pull the application. They can pull information on the public information meetings. The application process is actually through the Superior Court. And the judge actually appoints the jurors out of a sort of a lottery type approach. Mm-hmm. We try to get at least 30 people in there. The jury each year, which is constituted, is 19 people plus 5 or 6 alternates. In the last several years, they've gone through all the alternates because of either illness or people taking jobs out of the community. Different things have happened. And it's a very worthwhile task. It's the only constituted agency that has the ability to look at all the local agencies in the county and make recommendations or make findings regarding their operations.
Cool. Okay.
It's a good process because it allows a lot of people to take a look at things that people have a lot of assumptions about why government does what they do and how they do it. And when you really get on the inside of it, it clears up a lot of, you can look at it and go, okay, well, I understand the rules and regulations that guide you in this direction. And some really great recommendations that the rest of the public can see have come out of the grand jury process.
And by the way, if you have something you want to have investigated, you provide an inquiry or something to the grand jury. I mean, anybody can do that.
There's
right?
a complaint form on their website, and send it in and put a little documentation on what you're talking about, mm-hmm. and that's what they would be looking at.
Okay, if you're looking to do something, you know, maybe you're retired, or that you've got a part-time job, or you just feel like it, that you've got the time to do this. This is a great way to spend your time and do something for the community and learn a lot.
That is correct.
Okay, so head on over to the Shasta County website, download the information on becoming a grand jury member. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet.
You may want that down the road.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. If you're looking for anything from estate jewelry to a specially designed piece designed for you, you can get them at Four Winds Jewelry. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
Linda and I's favorite candy store.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Stone Kingdom provides you with luxury concrete and exotic rock features from around the world. Stone Kingdom at 290 Hartnell Avenue. Visit their amazing showroom where you can view dozens of colors of artisan concrete panels, whether it's interior or exterior, commercial or residential. Stone Kingdom will provide you with a realistic stone look. From kitchen and bathrooms, fireplace surrounds, accent walls, flooring and entries, to barbecue areas, man caves, columns and arches. Stone Kingdom. Visit their showroom at 290 Hartnell Avenue and check them out on Facebook. Stone Kingdom.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here, a celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be-sold-out show, the Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and myself. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning. I love Thursday mornings. I mean, it's just so many things going on here. We're just bringing in really fun and interesting people every time we turn around.
Somebody touched my hello. Okay,
I didn't touch it.
Somebody touched my
I don't touch any buttons ever.
Hey, we're here with Amy Miller. And Amy was, you know what, she's part of this team that's rebuilding downtown here. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
You and it's your husband, right?
Yeah, my husband, Jason Miller.
That's right. Okay, now you all have something called
Sketch and Press.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
Sketch and Press is a gift shop, but it's also a curated place that has old books and vinyl records and just a variety of creative goods.
Vinyl records. Oh, my you know, Linda wishes she was here right now.
Yeah.
She
it's
loves
amazing
vinyl.
How that's coming back.
It's coming back. Big
oh, yeah.
A few years ago, I have a huge collection of vinyl records.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was saying, oh, they're not worth anything. They're not worth anything.
Right.
And people, you could see, they were for sale for a nickel a piece. They,
right.
People were using them as targets. It was a mess. And now, all
and now
the ones
back.
That I didn't get rid of are,
hey.
We know people that are buying, record players.
Yeah.
And all types of things. So you're mm-hmm. seeing this then, right?
Yeah, definitely seeing it. And you're seeing just a resurgence of some beautiful record players, too. So we're going to carry some of those.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I tell you what, find one for me.
Yeah?
I mean that because we're looking for Linda because she wants a good mm-hmm. record player.
Yeah, and we can help you out with that.
Yeah, some of those, you know, do you remember what, well, it was before your time,
uh-huh.
in your time, and probably even before Sue's time, but you and I remember, only because my mom told me, about these consoles
uh-huh.
that would, you know, have the turntable in it and the speakers mm-hmm. on the side, and they're tuned.
Oh, yeah.
they were tuned and everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Do you know, I had one of those up until an old one of my very first hi-fis when I was in high school.
Hey.
That Bob kept running right up until the time he passed away, and the last time he fixed it, before he said, you know, I'm done because I can't get tubes, I can't get needles, I can't get, and I've just gone through everything. And shortly after he passed away, I got it out as is my habit, and I love it. On a cold, wintry day, set it out on the table.
Set the mood.
And play my records. I have the fire going, and it died. It just died.
Oh, no.
And two more of the boat. But I have another. It's a newer one, and I still do my bit with the, you know.
There you go.
You know, okay, so tell us
I
about.
I turned my head.
I know. See what's happening is Sue.
She's trying to adjust.
But,
I keep turning my head.
Trish keeps moving her head back and forth, talking to all of us.
Yes.
And it kind of goes like.
No,
like that. You know, so yeah. It's kind of like a fast. It's like a fast Harley going by.
And it's hard to hold still.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
yeah.
It's hard to hold still.
And so now Sue's just looking at her, and she's got her fingers
now I'm being
on.
Very good. I won't do it anymore.
And then Linda will say, you know. Trish sounded. She sounded different today. I went, well, it's hard keeping Trish behind
this
the mic.
This is the hardest seat, though, because
it is.
You can sit here and see both of us, and you can sit there and see both of you. I have to do an eye thing to
but
see both
you,
of you.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? You know what? But you've got such a good voice that you can go.
Exactly, it works.
How did you get into this business, Amy?
Yeah. Okay. So I've been a graphic designer and artist for 15 years. So that's kind of been my trade,
uh-huh.
and I just love creativity. I love cultivating creative community. Always gathering together different artists and friends to just have community. So I thought, you know, all of these friends that I have make beautiful things. So I've got like leather workers and pottery makers and candle makers. So these people that are doing these beautiful things, selling them in craft stores on the weekends, I wanted to provide a place that they had a platform to have their goods in. But then I also have the vinyl records and the books for people that kind of just want to come in and browse. So there's just a real good mix of creativity in the shop. So I got into that just through my trade of creativity with art and design.
Okay, now, I can tell you this. I was walking by because I was going next door to Theory,
mm-hmm.
Theory Coffee.
Yeah.
Is it called Theory Coffee?
Theory Collaborative.
So collaborative.
Yes, they do coffee, yeah.
Right. Because I really like that place too.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't opened up officially yet,
right?
But it's going to be a great place.
It's beautiful,
but I walked
yeah.
past your place, and I looked at it, and I thought, "Wow, is this something like out of a movie?" I mean that the
yeah.
way it looks with the brick and
mm-hmm.
the windows.
It's a beautiful building.
Oh, it is,
yeah.
And it's right. I tell you where it is. It's right next to the Napa Auto Parts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, what street is that?
It's right on California and Division.
Right, California
mm-hmm.
and Division, and you're there, and it's, It is a great old building.
It's beautiful.
And what they're doing next door to you is completely renovated, and it looks great with an outside patio for coffee and beer. Mm-hmm. They're having a beer. They're going to have like craft beers there and all this, plus the coffee.
Yeah. It's going to be a hot spot.
But your place is like something you see literally out of a movie, kind of like those 1940 movies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I don't mean that it's... Except for the fact it kind of gives you that impression like, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to find something great.
When you look into the vinyl records and stuff, that does bring you back to the 40s and the 50s.
I put my face up against the window.
Yeah, it's that whole art every day kind of mentality. I want to experience it. I just want to go in and look around at the beautiful things and take something home with me.
Yeah.
Okay, and are you open now or do you have a grand opening?
I open tomorrow, actually, the 23rd at 10 a.m. Yep.
Tomorrow.
First day.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to go. And from right here, you can just walk down.
That's right.
Go out
right
the corner. You just go out around. It's around the corner. You walk down in the street, take a right, pass right past the Napa, and it's right there.
Okay. Yep.
Right there. And so on. Yep. It's plenty of parking around there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a. I'm really glad that Jennifer found you.
Oh, thank you.
Just to get you on there because
it's exciting to get kind of businesses opening up. Mm-hmm. I know we have a lot of little restaurants and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
but we need something else to bring people down here so they'll go and shop at your store and then go to those restaurants and that.
Exactly. So, spend some time downtown.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they can go, because I believe Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Sam is going to be opening up the Theory Collaborative or Theory Coffee here. And it's not just that. It's also beer, craft beers.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have outside. They're going to have be able to have some food out there while they're getting their other permits. But so you can kind of come down and be looking around
pick up a
sketch
magazine,
and press.
Pick up a book.
Go next door, have your coffee. Because they're going to have, exotic coffees in there, too, and plus the beer.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got all that one spot. Then you can kind of walk on downtown, get dinner, and as this place keeps growing, places you can sit down and listen to music.
Yeah.
Have dessert.
I really believe in the potential of downtown.
We need to get businesses like Amy's in those, so there's something to do besides eat and drink, because you can only do that for so long.
Right.
So,
I want to keep you down here. Walk around. Spend some time. Yeah.
That. And they're talking about this other one where they eventually having a cinema down here.
Oh, cool.
Which is going to be cool for you because it's just going to be right down the street.
Yeah.
And off of California. And it's just going to be so many things happening around here that it's just going to be a walking, it'll be a nice walking here so you can just kind of come down, check out the new vinyls that you have. You know, who was it the other day that was talking about they were going for the vinyls and they were trying to buy a record player? I said, well, how much does one of those cost? Well, boom. I mean, turntable's like $800. And the arm is another $300. And even the needle is expensive. Because it was a special kind of player, but
you can also get players that you can do a whole lot.
A lot less money.
Yeah.
And Linda,
you can get up there with the audio files.
Oh, you can.
That's true.
Well, Linda says there's nothing clearer than it coming off the record.
True. The sound quality.
The sound quality, you can't
beat it. There's nothing like it.
Well, we've got lots of those. That's what she grew up singing with those.
Nice.
And so that, but she's got her whole collection there. So I need to find her a turntable. We need to find her a turntable, Amy.
Yes, I can help her out.
Okay, we're talking about Sketch and Press, but it's not just records.
Right, yes, that's just a part of it. Mm-hmm.
You've got what else?
I've got a bunch of creative goods from local makers and makers that I also have just relationship with over the years. So you've got journals, you've got, candles, something you can come in and buy a gift for somebody at the same time you're browsing books or records.
Leather, you said you have leather goods?
Leather makers, yep. I'm featuring Forest Brand Leather. They're a local maker.
Okay.
I like jewelry.
Knollwood, jewelry. Out of Ruins. And then I have a friend, Michelle Starbucks, that makes beautiful handcrafted jewelry. And I'm also still gathering people. Like it's starting to create a stir, and I'm meeting new people every day that are like, "Hey, I make this or I do this. Would you be interested in carrying it?" So it's exciting to see who's here in Reading making beautiful stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
very good.
Amy Miller.
Mm-hmm. And there are so many artists around.
There are. We have a very vibrant creative community here.
Absolutely.
There are. You know what? And people, I swear to God, every time I hear people say there's nothing to do, there's no culture, I'm like, you guys must be living under a rock.
It's here.
You must be living in San Francisco, guy, dude. Okay, it's going to open tomorrow. Sketch and Press. It's on California Division.
Yep.
It's if you're coming down Shasta, you'll see that you come down to where the old police station is and the Napa Auto Store. Take a right there.
Yep.
And it's on the left hand side.
Yep.
And it's
you
a
can
great
find
looking store.
Me at sketchandpress.com if you want to check it out online.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Amy.
You bet.
Okay, hey, when we come back, security is playing such a big part in our lives, in our businesses, in our homes. We've got Dan London here, a security expert, and he's going to come in and tell us how to help keep our homes safer, how to keep, what kind of systems will keep your places. I'm not going to say totally safe. You can't say that anymore. But safer and make it harder for the maybe a burglar to come in. We'll be right back after the news.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding. Today, you can expect a chance of showers 20% with highs in the 50s. Details later on in the show.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
As usual, the opportunist wasted not one second to exploit tragedy for political gain.
NRA Chief Wayne LaPierre lamenting the latest deadly school shooting and the politicized debate in its aftermath. He blames elites who he says really don't care about safer schools.
They care more about control and more of it. Their goal is to eliminate the Second Amendment and our firearms freedoms so they can eradicate all individual freedoms.
He spoke this morning at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. Speaking there now, Vice President Pence, who says that no child should ever be in danger in an American school. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent supporting the president's call to train and arm some teachers.
If you actually run one of these institutions and you're trying to protect people, that's a very practical step.
And he tells the Salem Radio Network it should be voluntary, arming only those who have expressed an interest in carrying a firearm. A suburban Washington, D.C. police officer is dead. The off-duty officer gunned down while rushing to the aid of a woman who was being threatened in a domestic dispute.
He had his weapon with him, as well as his police radio. He had called for further assistance, and that was the last transmission we received from him.
Chief Hank Sawinski of the Prince George's County, Maryland PD says a man armed with a shotgun later shot and killed by officers. Shelters are opening in northern Indiana for those forced from their homes by flooding, as rivers swollen by heavy rain and melting snow continue rising in Indiana, Michigan, and some other states. Stocks sharply higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow's up about 232 points. The Nasdaq, 42 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Iran's deputy foreign minister voicing concern about the violence in Syria's rebel-held enclave of eastern Ghouta, the area under intense bombardment by Iran's ally, the Syrian government.
Abbas Araghchi told me everybody was worried about the situation and the human cost. He emphasized that Iran did not believe in a military solution, but a political one. Russia is known to be involved in negotiations with the last rebel fighters in Ghouta, including a hardline group linked to Al-Qaeda. But the talks drag on, and so does this painful war.
The BBC's Lise Doucette. A 33-year-old Palestinian man killed during an arrest raid by Israeli troops in the West Bank. The Israeli military says Palestinians attacked troops during Thursday's raid in the town of Jericho. The statement says an armed man tried to grab one of the soldiers' guns. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Senator Jeff Flake wants to raise the minimum age for buying a rifle.
In a tweet, Senator Flake writes, a kid too young to buy a handgun should be too young to buy an AR-15. The Arizona senator says that's why he's working on a bipartisan bill that would raise the minimum age for non-military buyers from 18 to 21, the same age you currently have to be to purchase a handgun. This latest effort comes after 17 people were killed in a high school shooting in Parkland, Florida. The suspected shooter was 19 and had legally purchased the AR-15. This latest bill could face an uphill battle in a GOP-controlled Congress where gun legislation has been stalled for years. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Jurors in Jacksonville, Florida, who took less than 15 minutes to convict a Florida man of abducting, raping, and killing an 8-year-old girl, now deciding whether that man should be executed or should spend the rest of his life in prison. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Botten and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
It's Thursdays. Hey, it's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. News is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Greatest walk-in humidor in Northern California. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
32 degrees. It's really brisk out there. Should have raised up a little from 32. Slight chance of rain and snow showers before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers later in the day. We're looking for a high today of 54 and a low tonight of 34. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny with a high near 55, partly cloudy with a low around 33. On Saturday, a 20% chance of showers and a low of 34. Sunday, 20% chance of showers. I wish it would get a little bit more than that. I wish we could really get some rain out of this, but it doesn't look likely till next week.
I think Monday, maybe.
Same weather pattern through the weekend. It's going to be cold in the evenings and not warming up to much more than 58. Weather as always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Tired of complaining about what's going on at City Hall? And you want your voice heard? It's tonight, 5 p.m. They're doing that public safety. They're doing the public safety meeting down there in the city council chambers. I believe the city council is going to be sitting there. And this is where you can come up and give your ideas on what we can do to increase public safety. You know, just flat out, we all know is that we're kind of like in a kind of static when it comes to funding. So now you've got to figure out is where we're going to use the funds or ideas of obtaining more funding
or where to cut
or where to cut or willing or just accept the fact this is the way it's going to be. And it may slowly get better or it may slowly get worse.
There are funds available in their budgets that people, government was never created to be all things to all people. And once we can get past that whole thing and decide what government is supposed to be doing, which is keeping us safe, and give up some of the other things that government does for us that they don't really need to be involved in.
Like
and
work.
Let the private enterprises take over. Things like entertainment
Entertainment.
Well, providing places for us to have. I'm not into the parks and trails and that kind of thing so heavily when we can't keep those things we're building safe.
No, I understand.
So maybe we cut back on some of taking over private property. Let private entrepreneurs develop places for us to go and and recreate.
And I really like the idea that they're talking about selling South City Park. And bringing a business in there that's not going to, you know, unfortunately, it's not going to be Chick-fil-A. But it's, you know, it could be something else. But Vint Stevenson had the idea. And Vint, here's your chance to stand up here, buddy, is, you know, lease out this property for like $1 a year and let a private enterprise keep it open and safe, because if it's private property, they can move people off that.
That's right.
And all they'd have to do is do that for, like, you know, like about a month or maybe even less, and people would not come there and stay and sleep and shoot up and defecate and do all those other things.
We talk about all the time the reason that people congregate in the city of the Redding as opposed to the rest of the parts of the county is because this is where they're feeding the bears. And if you take some of those places away, you won't have those issues.
Well, I'm just saying is that, but the city is looking. City is Barry Tippin and the city are looking at ways to try and, you know, and increase the safety. But at a certain point, everybody's got to realize that one, you've got to take care of yourself, and this is one of the reasons Dan London's with us today from Precision's Alarms. But you're going to have to take care of yourself, because they're not going to be able to be there. But the other thing is what do we really want to spend our money on? And you're absolutely right, Trish, if there's ways of cutting back. But then there's also other things, you know, privatization of the waste management. Why don't we have waste management pay us to pick up the trash here in the city? There are other things like this. But that's tonight at 5 p.m. in the city council chambers. You know, the city council chambers are only so large. They they will have overflow out there. And you can watch it on the closed circuit TV, I think, that comes out over the internet.
Right.
But it's a good time for people to express your emotions. Don't go down, not at your emotions, but your ideas. Don't go down there screaming and yelling, calling people jerks and asses
and all this.
It's counterproductive, because you should go down there with an idea on how to handle this. Okay. One of the ways we have of handling things is with our next guest, Dan London.
Hello, Carl.
Precision Alarms. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Good to see you. Hello, Trish.
Hello, Don.
Okay.
Dan.
One of the things that the chief of police, the sheriff, district attorney, and I espouse is to put a security system in your house. And it could be a simple security system. And this is one of the reasons he brought you in, plus the fact that, you know, he's just one of the good guys around town. But that is one of the ways to keep your house safe.
I mean, take some responsibility on yourself.
And that's taking the responsibility back on yourself. But that's one of the reasons that that we wanted you to come in today. So thanks a lot for taking the time.
Oh, you're welcome, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about you and Precision Alarm.
Well, Precision Alarm has been a local, privately, private sector,
yeah,
family-owned business for over 35 years here in Redding. And we protect North State homes and businesses.
Okay. So when you say protect the businesses, in what way?
Well, you know, one of the best deterrents against getting broken into is having an alarm system. If that door or window opens, an alarm goes off, and there's a good chance the cops are on their way, that's going to absolutely slow down those burglars.
I would think as they go through the neighborhood, if there's a house that's marked that it's alarmed and you can see the cameras and you can see the system and the guy next door is not, easy decision for me if I'm going to break in, which one I'm going to go for.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the long-running company jokes is people call and say, hey, can I get those signs and stickers? And we say, sure, they're $1,500 and they come with a free alarm. Because we know what the value of exactly what you said.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Are you kidding? You know, people are printing them right now as they're putting them. But, you know, I tell you what, we've got, you know, a sign out in front of the yard and they're on the windows.
Yep.
And one of the things we're going to do, of course, is have Dan come in and take a look at what we've got. Because, you know what, just because you have a system that you think is good, but it's 10 years old, you need new eyes on it. You need fresh eyes on it.
Well, that's really true, Carl. Technology changes. There's very few of us that have the same TV we had 10 years ago, have the same computer we had 10 years ago. So what makes you think that alarms don't age? And so there's new technologies, new ways of doing things. For example, if your system is more than, say, 5 years old, you probably don't have a smartphone app. But if it's a new system, you can have that, or you can look in your smartphone app and see what's going on at your house.
You know, I know people that have that, and she calls it her kitty camera. She has cameras inside her house because she wants to see what the cats are doing, mm-hmm. that they're okay when she travels, because cats can take care of themselves. The dog goes to into boarding, but the kitties, she mm-hmm. calls it her kitty camera.
Well, here's the best example of something that you can do is, let's say you're going on vacation, you load up the car, you head out of town, you get about an hour out of town, you would say, did I remember to turn the alarm on? You can look on your app and say, oh, I forgot, press a couple buttons, and now you've armed your system without having to drive back home.
And my greatest thing is I get up to the corner, done it for years. Do I remember to close the garage door? I do that all the time. Now I can hit the camera on my smartphone, and it'll show me whether my garage door is up or down.
And if it's up?
If it's up, I have to turn around and go back.
I call my neighbor.
Well, I used to call my neighbor, but now my can't do that anymore. So old neighbor used to have garage door opener. That worked really slick. But at least I know whether it is or it isn't, and I don't spend the whole weekend wondering about whether my garage door is open.
At least it's open, yeah. Okay, Dan, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back. And I'm going to start talking about specifics here. I mean, we've set the record for in running this past 2017 in stolen cars. I imagine that we have a lot of houses that are broken into. You must be hearing, you know, really probably heart-wrenching stories every day of people who have lost their stuff because of people coming in not caring and just ripping you off in a heartbeat. But we're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of Free Fire Radio is sponsored by Finders Keepers right here in Reading on Hilltop across from C.R. Gibbs, right next to Four Winds Jewelry, in fact, a uniquely upscale home consignment boutique that has quality pieces of furniture and more. Gently used. And if you can't find something there for your house, you're really not looking, because they've got it all. Finders Keepers on the web. FindersKeepersReading.com. We'll be right back.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure, 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse, as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
This is Tracy Edwards, and we would like to invite you to Glitz and Glamour at Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Year to Remember Roaring Twenties, Saturday, March 3rd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards, presentation, and silent auction. Celebrate the 70 organizations that received funds in 2017, with one organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Glamorous Roaring Twenties, Saturday, March 3rd. For event information, please call 242-4516.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Crown Motors presents the return of the premier NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. This show and sale features boating, fishing, camping, wildlife, and so much more, with hundreds of exhibits and fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RVs, tackle, wildcats of the world show, hydro flight demos, meet bass and tackle Rob, ride the zip line, Phil's propeller bass bin, live trout fishing pond. All this plus once a year only show prices at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Event Center. Sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
What song is that?
You May Be Right by Billy Joel.
Oh, You May Be Right by Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sounded like the Monkees.
Sorry.
You remember that first
they
Pleasant,
do.
Pleasant Valley
Pleasant Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Pleasant Valley Sunday. It starts off just like that. But Billy Joel stole that from the Monkees.
Ooh. Naughty.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bostiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Started 8.5 years ago. John and Sarah Bostiani have built just a super business there in firearms and accessories, classes for CCW, hunter safety. They have it all. I wouldn't think of another place in town to go to buy a firearm or the accessories that go with it. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Go down there. Give them a chance to beat those big box store prices. They will. Okay, we're here with Dan London from our Precision Alarm Company. And we talk, the city of Reading is, I think, under siege at this point. Maybe not in the sense that, some people that were surrounded and you can't move around and you got to have a moat around your house. No. And in fact, I am of the minority, but I don't think it's that dangerous to walk around this town at all. But then again, I'm 6 feet tall and carry guns. The thing about it is, though, is that we have a lot of economic intruders in our, we used to call them that overseas, economic intruders. They'd come into your place and steal stuff. We have a lot of thieves in this town, and they're not being put in jail for reasons we all know. So what we've got to do is try to keep ourselves, keep our property safe. And Dan's here to talk a little bit about it. So we've got a bunch of facts and figures there, buddy.
Well, you touched on something that's really critical. We've actually got multiple things that are working against us. We've got the releases, where they're just letting people out of jail and prison and releasing them back into the community. You've still got the end of the economic crisis from 10 years ago, which put a lot of people on the streets, so the homeless problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you've got the opioid and drug epidemic. Okay, so between the three of those, there's groups out there that are unemployed, don't have a means to make money, and they need money for drugs or whatever, and they break into houses. And as you so accurately described, there's not even a penalty anymore for that. I mean, unless you hurt somebody, you don't go to jail.
No.
So.
And you have to steal over $950 before they'll even talk to you about it.
Well, and no fault of law enforcement. We love law enforcement. But their hands are tied also to the point where you catch a burglar, it's catch and release.
No.
So there they are out there ready to break in again.
And you catch some guys that, oh, this is my 500th car I've stolen, or this is, he had broken into 17 houses. But they catch him for one. How many before?
Right. And they have to be able to put it all together to make a case.
Yeah. So what can we do?
Well, a lot of it is the common sense stuff that we've known all along. You do things at your home. Don't make it easy for the burglars, okay? Good locks, good solid door jams that can't easily be thwarted. Lock your windows, your doors. Make sure that everything's secure. Make your house look lived in when you're gone. you know, the thing with the lights on and leave a radio on. Of course, we know what station you want to leave that radio on, right?
That's right. Mark Levin yelling through the house.
And, you know, don't tell anyone that you're gone. And don't post vacation posts on Facebook. I mean, hi, we're in Alaska. Guess what? That tells everybody you're not
home.
Guess
who's down in the library on the computers looking through Facebook?
Exactly. Yes. The bad guys. Yeah. Exactly right. Okay? So,
as deaths and, you know, funerals and other things, I mean, unfortunately, people are having their homes broken in while they're gone to a funeral.
Yeah, that's...
Graduations, all everything. So, yeah. You know, don't make it too easy. As far as your house goes, don't leave places to hide. You know, trim back the bushes. Use exterior motion detector lights. Don't make your house an easy target.
Don't get into a pattern and do the same thing every day, exactly the same.
And in addition to all those other things, have a plan. You know, decide what you're going to do if your house gets broken into. You know, consider having a safe room. You know, maybe someplace you can hide. At our house, you know, we use passwords at our house. You know, if I'm coming home late and my wife doesn't expect me, I yell down the hall, you know, everything's okay, it's me, you know, and just let her know.
Yeah.
So in addition to making your house safe and secure and making it not easy on the burglars, of course, there's the deterrent of an electronic security system. Now, we recommend what's called a monitored alarm. A monitored alarm is one that when it goes off, not only does it make noise on the premise to scare the bad guy away, but it calls the authorities. Somebody has agreed, in a case it'd be us, you know, Precision Alarm Systems, to monitor that alarm so that if the alarm goes off, somebody takes an action.
And you know, in this day and age, there's absolutely, in my mind, and I've had a security system for many, many years, originally because I had a business in my home and found that it was a much better deterrent and easier and less and more economical than business insurance. To be sure that they couldn't get in and steal me blind, it was cheaper. I would say to all the people out there that live alone, specifically widows or something like that, no better sense of security and peace of mind than to know when you come home in the evening that you're the only one in that house.
Or when you're at night, when you're asleep, that if something moves in, comes into your house, that an alarm goes off.
Exactly.
You know, and it doesn't have to be a rah, rah, rah. It could just be a ding, ding, ding. That's all it takes. The dog's up, I'm up, because I hear it. And, I mean,
and that when that's happening, it's notifying somebody else.
Yeah.
That's what's going on, so that if you are unable to do anything about it, they're going to take action on their own.
Well, I think that's what you can set up, that you can, you know, you can make your room in your house, you know, so it doesn't go off in your room, but you can set it anything that's going in your house, an alarm goes off.
Well, that's exactly right.
It gets warnings too, right?
You know, we actually set systems up in such a way that you have an away mode, so that when you're gone, it protects doors, maybe windows, with motion detectors. Okay, but when you're home, the motion detectors are off. We call that the stay mode.
Mm-hmm.
So you turn it on in stay mode at night. You can get up and go out to the kitchen and make a Dagwood sandwich or, you know, whatever you want to do, but you won't set the alarm off.
The garage.
Boy, did that just
help?
That just aged you.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Dagwood sandwiches. No, but you're right. So there's different ways. Okay, here's one of the ways is concertina wire and claymores are very effective. And if you have hogs, you don't even need to clean up afterwards. thanks very much for that picture.
Always something great coming out of the chat room.
The chat room is always filled with good ideas. Dan, we're going to keep you here past the break. Do you have to leave? No, you're okay. I want to talk to you about, I mean, we can set up for that, school security. And I was looking at this one. It was one high school that had set up where they had cameras. Cameras are, to me, seem like a very cost-effective way to be able to see what's going on in your campus and your, in this case, it would be your house, but also be on a school campus and what's going on outside. Am I wrong about that?
Cameras have a very specific ability to help you in the security business. There's some things that cameras can't do, but there's some things that cameras can do. A lot of times we hear about people wanting to do cameras instead of a burglar alarm, and this we recommend against because cameras are reactive. They just show you what happened after it happened. Alarms are proactive. Somebody opens that door, stuff starts to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
The when I'm thinking about this, if you have, you know, because now cameras, it seems like you can buy, I mean, you can put a camera on your forehead and walk around with it, that it seems like that we could do a security system in a school and tie it into the police and all that. That, I mean, that's not unheard of, is it?
Well, I think where Carl's going is it's a camera system that somebody could be on site monitoring during the hours the kids are in school. So you could be watching what's happening on the campus.
And that's what they were doing on that school. Plus, it went straight to the, they had it sent straight to the police station in this small town. I mean, they really hardened this place. But but I'm just thinking is that, I mean, you or, you know, a security firm could do that. You could harden a campus like that.
Well, we swerve pretty far away from protecting a home to protecting a school. You know, against a shooter. So it would take the combined effort of law enforcement, administrators, security consultants to really come up with a plan to secure schools.
But we do this for courthouses. We do it for art museums. We do it for theaters. We do it for where our legislators who make all these laws live and work.
Right.
Why can't we do it for our kids?
And I think we can. I'm just saying that's a little bit out of the purview of what a local security company does.
I'm not trying to lay it on you, but you have, but you've seen, you know you can put alarms and cameras in, so you know what's going on. And if that door opens up, somebody's going to know. So I'm looking at, you know, a simple idea that it would be easier to implement. Than a super high tech, it's going to take 5 years to get this thing done. Where you could theoretically have a campus on camera and alarmed in probably less than a month.
No, and Trish is exactly right. You can't get into the courthouse with a gun.
Yeah,
make it so you can't get into a school with a gun.
You can't get into the courthouse with a pocket knife.
Instead of putting a sign up that says. Feel perfectly free to come in here because I guarantee you you're the only one there with a gun, which is what a gun-free zone sign says.
Or you...
Just, I mean, put a sign up that says you want to guess who's got the guns? I mean...
Well, I think that...
Doesn't
you know,
make any sense.
You know, I have strong feelings about arming people. And but the thing I'd like to see is a campus hardened. Not so it looks like a prison camp. No. But... With the type of security that gives us an early warning that we can lock down things, and it makes it harder for the person to get in. And even if they get in, they can't get into classrooms. And you know what? That is not hard to do. You can't convince me that that's expensive and hard to do. To find a way to put an alarm out there that we can lock those doors, immediately lock those doors. Because we've got an early warning from a camera system that says somebody's on campus, you push the button, everybody locks the door. And now at least your kids are safe. They can't get into the rooms.
Well, they're not always in classrooms, though. So the idea of having random people, I'm not advocating for any stretch of the imagination that we have armed guards with machine guns walking around our school campuses. That makes no sense. And that would not be a secure, happy environment for our children. But we've talked about this before, Carl. There's a lot of people in Shasta County that pack, and I know a lot of them. And I can look around venues that I'm at, and I'm pretty comfortable that I know that I'm covered. There are people in that crowd that if something is going to happen, there's enough armed people there that it's not going to stand for very long. Okay? Why don't we want our children in that same kind of atmosphere? They don't need to make a thing about it, and they don't even need to know which one of the teachers or which one of the people on campus is the person that's packing that gun. But by the same token, the guy that comes in with the gun to do harm doesn't know which one's got the gun either and can stop him at the door.
Okay, we got to take a break here. We're here with Dan London, who is Precision Alarm Company, and he talked about ways of keeping your place safer already. And we've talked about securing the schools or ways of securing schools. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the North State for over a quarter of a century, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. They are the best in the North State. Any type of heating or cooling system, and, you know, 32 degrees, I hope that you've been talking to Alliance if your heating system isn't working. If you haven't, give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Real people, real winners. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only night every Monday. $200 drawings every session. Rock and roll bingo and $10,000 progressive bingo. At the end of the month, one lucky winner will win a four-night Baja cruise for two in our Putting for Paradise drawing. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Receive free tickets on Triple Ticket Tuesdays. Don't miss our $500 midweek drawing every month. Ask about Bingo's give-back promotion and special drawings every session. So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. If you don't like to dob, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only, hands free. Who says you can't win them all? Play bingo. Win a four-night Baja cruise for two in our Putting for Paradise drawing. You only have to be 18 to play. Check out our bingo calendar and download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. Wind River. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
The President's Day sale is going on now. Kia, America's best value. ReddingKia.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 22nd of February, 2018. 33 degrees. 33 degrees.
It's Trish, not warming up much.
It's not. It's still here. It's going up to 54 today. It looks like we could have a possible litty-bitty chance of rain today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And if you're having a problem because you're using a lot of propane there because of it's cold all of a sudden, talk to them about a payment plan so that they have. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. The best place in the world to get a haircut. I may slide down there today, in fact, myself. And it's Man's Last Stronghold, another better-known business. Discounts for seniors and veterans. We're here with Dan London, Precision Alarm Systems. Here. And we're talking about how to keep your homes more secure with all these things that are being broken into and all that. He gave us a bunch of great tips on keeping your home safe, you know, just by little things you can do. One of the things that I find it just, I really find it interesting by what the police say is that a lot of the homes that are broken into, or the doors are open, they haven't locked them. Or the cars that are stolen, they haven't locked them, and the keys are in the car. Or, I mean, But the other day, one of Linda's friends goes, she's outside doing some of her husband's cleaning, and she's pulling out. She goes, "Hey, where's your truck?" And he goes, "Where's my what? Where's your truck? His truck been stolen.
Mm-hmm.
His truck been stolen out of the driveway." You know, so I mean, it's.
We need to understand that we no longer live in an area where we can keep our doors unlocked and our cars parked with valuables
impunity
in them. And you got to learn to take care of yourself.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Carl. Yeah, me and a coworker were listening to your show, and my coworker said, "Well, you know, if they're just letting people go for burglary, why even have an alarm? Why bother?" And my reply to him was, those things are really loud. I have an alarm at my house, and your neighbors can hear that alarm when it goes off. And if you have good neighbors, they're like I do, they're going to look out their door, and they could probably see the perpetrator either going in or leaving, and they will call 911, and that will expedite the police coming. And the other thing is that, you know, a lot of burglars say, you know, if they hear that, they are going to take off. And even if they don't, that's going to give them less time to go in and take all your stuff. So the sum total is, if you have an alarm, you have a better chance, in my opinion, of getting your stuff back, because your neighbors will probably call the police and it will expedite them coming.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right, Jimmy, that, you know, when you ask about this, is they're looking for a place that's easy to get into where they're not going to be rousted by the police. I mean, whether they like it or not, what if they've got that piece of jewelry or something they have there that's going to be over that magic number and they end up getting stuck in jail? Or maybe this is their 15th time. They're going to go to jail. So they're looking for easier homes to get into. And so
right.
if you've got that dog, you have your all the bushes trimmed and the doors locked and that security system on, they're going to want to go to an easier place. So that's what you tell your buddy. And
in
my neighborhood, they come out with guns. Our neighbors come out. No, our neighbors come out if it's something like that. And if it looks like a confrontation out there, you don't want to get in a confrontation on Chestnut Street. It just ain't going to work.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was buying a firearm one time at the local gun store, and the guy goes, "Wow, your street is well armed."
Good to know, huh?
And one more quick thing, and if you have surveillance cameras, those things glow in the dark, and that will, if a burglar is, you know, aware of his surroundings, which a lot of them aren't, but they will see that, and that will deter them also. Anyways, I got to get back to work, guys.
Thanks a lot, Jimmy.
Thanks for calling.
You know, he's right. You know, they're not going to put him in jail. Well, but you know what? If they get caught, they get rousted, and maybe they've got other things on them. And you probably do. So who knows? They've got enough on them. They might put him in jail for a few days, but whatever it does, it makes their lives harder.
It boils down to taking personal responsibility for your life. If you do all the things, like you lock your car, you just make a habit of it. I'm to the point where when I get out of my car, even if it's in the garage, I automatically hit the lock. And people say, "Well, you're in your garage." It's just one more layer they have to go through to get inside my car to get at me.
And as a parent, my name is Sue McLean, by the way, running the board here. What about your child, your children? They are the most valuable possessions you have. And an alarm system is really the way to go.
Absolutely. You just do take all the steps that you can take without depending on government to come in and take care of you. You need to take care of yourself.
Hey, somebody put in, my sleep number is 45.
I like it.
Yeah, I like that, too. That was pretty good. The other thing you said was that I go to bed early. I'm old. Okay, thanks a lot there. You know what? I know who you are. One of the things he did say when he worked at Richmond High School, the kids busted out of the cameras, and metal detectors were ruled a violation of search and seizure provisions. I thought that they could still do that. I thought there was lots of places where they had metal detectors. I mean, in the inner cities.
In the inner cities, I think they do.
Yeah.
But you know, probably not in the state of California. California's a challenge about, I couldn't believe when they passed that law after Anderson High School decided to allow people. And then they come up and
We're going to let the people figure out how they want to do this. Oh, wait a minute.
yeah, I
Hey, Dan, what would you suggest, okay, for people say, okay, I don't have an alarm system. What's the first thing you do?
Well, the first thing to do is give us a call, and we'll come out and do a free security survey. And, you know, I've never actually seen a situation where an alarm wouldn't help, but we're going to, you know, talk to them about all the different things that they can do to make their home and their lives more secure.
Okay, so you'll take a look at all their property, and you look at entry and egress points and hear what they want to do. Because you've got all different levels of security you can put in. Is that correct?
Exactly. And, you know, we kind of switched a moment ago from talking about property to talking about personal safety. Okay? So everybody's situation is different. For example, let's say you have a young family and a husband that travels for work. You know, maybe he's a long-haul trucker or something like that. Okay? You got mom and the kids home alone at night a lot. Well, that makes sense to make a system that's people-oriented more than property-oriented, right? So now you're going to put a
We're all nodding our heads north and south on that because that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's people. It's, yeah. Of course, nobody can see that.
No, but everybody heard your head rattle.
Everybody here was agreeing with you. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to design a people alarm. Okay, so we're going to put a full perimeter security around them. We're going to contact all the windows and doors, any entry point that a burglar could come in. It's going to set the alarm off, and that's going to warn the family and get help on its way. Now, let's say you got a older couple maybe, and they travel a lot, or you've got a couple, a working couple with no kids in the home, and their house is just empty all the time. They're working, they're traveling, they're gone. Well, the reason they want an alarm is to protect their property when it's not occupied. So that design could be maybe just contacts on the doors and a couple of strategically placed motion detectors. Somebody comes in, boom, they're caught.
Okay, so every one is different. And you could literally put things on windows, doors, birds flying over. You have drones like you could like have hovering over people's. Okay, I'm just kidding. And camera systems, all of that. So you can start from the modest to, you know, just your door, so you know if somebody's coming in where the alarm goes off and it's tied into. Does it come back to you? Any signals or any alerts like that? How's that work?
You know, both for security, burglary, fire, medical alarms, we all get signals from the alarm system that tells us exactly what's going on.
Okay.
So think about, you know, maybe mom and dad, health problems, you know. Let's get them a medical alarm so if they press that button.
Yeah, you've got it. Like you're pressing your chest. They can't see that. So it's something they can wear like an alert thing.
Yeah, on their wrist or around their neck or on their belt or whatever.
You're going to have them put in the bathrooms or where they just push a button if they're in trouble.
Exactly.
You can put that anywhere. And then, you know, like Ben has in his house, help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
That's a trademarked phrase, so be careful with that.
That's just for Vent. I've fallen, and nobody wants me to get up. How's that? Okay.
Someone pushed me down, and won't let me up.
My kids knock me down, and they won't let me get up. But I'm pushing this button, and precision alarm security says, or system says, hey, that's your problem, Vent. So, okay, we got to take a break here. We're with Dan London of Precision Alarm Systems, and we're talking about the different types of systems, and that if you're starting out, I mean, you're not having to pay an arm and a leg for these systems till you find, you know, till maybe you have the ultimate system where that is, as they get closer, it's like little like, you know, swarms of little drones come after them. I'm sorry, I just get into this stuff. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
One cold, dark winter's night in 1968, a small Mark security unit crept along the alleyway of a medical complex in Reading. The driver, Archie Beck, a 49-year-old purple-hearted Pearl Harbor survivor, veteran of World War II, had just introduced the private security industry to Northern California. For a soldier critically wounded on the morning of December 7, 41, North State Security's creation was one man's dream becoming a reality. I am Lance Beck, Archie's son and current president CEO of North State Security. The early days of this business were challenging, tough on us kids, listening to local miscreants bellowing, "Hey, rent a cop," at Dad. Arch worked unbelievably hard, 20-hour days as a salesman, guard, and mechanic, while Mom served as the dispatcher. The decades have flown by. North State Security celebrates 50 years of providing protective services throughout this region. North State Security at 243-0295. Trust us for all of your security-related needs. Once again, that's North State Security at 243-0295.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. It's exactly 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 22nd of February. What's the weather look like there, Sweetie?
The weather looks like it's not warming up very quickly. It's going to be 54 today, low of 34, slight chance of rain over the next few days. But it's going to stay cold and not get above 58. The weather's always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran. Own store, business that gives discounts. Yeah, 365-2793. You probably already said that. I was reading other things here in my chat room. We're here with Dan London, who is Precision Alarm Systems, and we're talking about how to harden your house to make it a little tougher for guys and girls wanting to break in your house and steal stuff. I mean, we're going through all this stuff right now. I mean, burglaries, you know, property crimes are way up. You know, cars. Can you do anything about cars? I mean, is that something that's hard to do?
Lock them in your garage with an alarm system.
Well, I guess yes.
I like what Jeff says.
Yes, because you know we had a friend pulled her car in to the garage, dropped the garage door, went in to take a shower, came out, car's gone. They came into the side door. She had left her keys in the car. Took the car, hit the alarm or hit the garage door. Phew. She said it was like 15 minutes, and she said the thing that really bothered her was she was in there taking a shower. Didn't know this was going on at all. Then they got in that way, which meant they could get into the house. I mean, it just changed their whole lives.
You must have your doors. I have this conversation with my friends all the time. I go into their homes. I watch them walk in. We walk out into the backyard, and they don't lock their front door. And why did they do that? Because we can't do that anymore in this day and age.
Okay. So I got a couple things I want to talk to you about,
okay,
Carl. One of them is, and this is a fairly new phenomena, and that is people breaking into and living in vacant homes. We are getting tons of calls from renters, you know, landlords, where they have an empty house. And one guy told me this story about how somebody had placed an ad on Craigslist to rent a house that they didn't own. The people showed up. They gave him the money. He had already broken in and changed the locks. Handed them the keys. They show up with the moving van and move in. A couple days later, the landlord comes by and says, why are you living in my house? And they say, well, because we rented it. But they didn't rent it from the landlord.
Oh,
and
my.
So,
how ingenious
so they had
is
to
that?
Go through the whole process of evicting someone who thought they were rightfully there. But as a result of that, we ended up putting an alarm system in that house so that
people
couldn't break in.
Across the street years ago. We ended up having, there ended up like 15, 16 people living in this place, you know, kind of catty corner from us that did that. You know, and it was, and the bank kept trying to get them out. It took like over 100 days for the bank finally. But when the cops came that day, it looked like, I mean, somebody turned on the light in a dirty old restaurant, and here go the cockroaches. Pew, just running down the street. Anyway, okay. Now, how do people get a hold of you, and for you all to come on out and to do, you know, to
walk us
work
through the
your
process,
magic.
What's going to happen?
Okay.
Perfect. Well, call us at our local number, and that's 221-5640, 221-5640, and we'll come out and do a free security survey and estimate. So we come out, we walk through, we talk to you about what you need, what our ideas are, what your needs are, and come up with a custom design system for you. Of course, we talk about, you know, how you get a system. Do you rent it? Do you buy it? You know, what are your budgets? What can you do?
How much is it going to cost you on a monthly basis after you buy it?
Exactly. So, you know, you've got whatever initial cost you have plus whatever monthly cost you have. So we got to make sure that that fits into people's budgets. Okay. And then, as you might imagine, with all the things that we've been talking about, we're a busy company. We're out there installing 3, 4, 5 systems every week. And so then we work to get you onto our job board. And one of the questions was, well, how soon can I get it? Well, the answer is typically, you know, you've got about a 1 to 2 week lag time in terms of getting a system in, just because of the 8 people that said yes before we even got to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and that
so 1
varies.
To 2 weeks. And
1 to 2 weeks, yeah. Although, you know, sometimes there's emergencies and we'll work stuff out. So, you know, we make sure that we take care
of
people.
I'm sure there are times there are emergencies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what, give me an example of that.
I can give you an exact example. Spousal abuse case where remaining order and the person's in fear of being assaulted, and we'll come in and, you know, put an alarm system to help keep that person away.
Okay. No, that, you know, that's a good, you know, I hadn't thought of that one, but that's I can understand that one. You could get to them quick.
I was thinking stalking.
Yeah,
a single woman,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Also.
Something like that,
know?
Where she's, you know, where we've gotten, yeah, no, I understand.
I had one recently, and of course I cannot discuss names or locations, but I had a gentleman call me up and said, okay, the lady who lives next door is in a nursing home, and while she is there, somebody has broken in and is squatting in their house. Then they broke into my house and stole my guns, so I know that I cannot go confront them because they have my guns and they'll shoot me with my own gun.
Mm. So did they call the police?
Well, they did, but you know what that is like. But you know, it got worked through. But the main thing was that he wanted an alarm on his house so that they couldn't break back in and take any more of his stuff.
You know what? And here's another thing people need to think about. Like, you know, people, not just use our next door. He had went quickly downhill into dementia, and he lived there by himself. His family kind of came there toward the end, but that house was empty, just like you're saying. Putting an alarm on that house so at least you would know that there's somebody coming into that thing would have been, you know, and you could probably come in and say, you know, do it for a month or. I don't know if you can do it for a month, but, you know, come in and do some, you know, temporary systems or, you know, long-term systems for people that whose houses could be empty. That house was empty for 6 months. So, yeah.
So
all this makes sense.
One other thing I wanted to mention, Carl, was it used to be that you had to have a phone line to monitor an alarm system. There had to be a way for that signal to go out. But as you can guess, you know.
They could cut the phone line.
They can cut the phone line. And, you know, nobody under the age of 30 has a phone anymore because everybody just uses their cell phones. So we had to come up with the technology that allowed us to monitor alarm systems without phone lines. And we have that. So we can wirelessly monitor alarms now. So you don't even need a phone line anymore to have your alarm system monitored.
Do you, if something happens like the electricity or anything like that goes off, I mean, you've got batteries, of course, but does that tell you, hey, electricity's gone?
Absolutely.
You get warned on that one, so that's something you call, man, and say, hey, is your electricity off, or do you know your electricity's off?
Well, here's one.
Your system kicks a reminder.
Okay, how do we get a hold of Precision Alarm Systems?
Well, call and ask for Dan London. Precision Alarm Systems, 221-5640.
And your website?
Well, it's precisionalarmsystems.com.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing, it could have been PC, it could have been PAS.
Well, you know, okay. By the time we got around to getting the website, that was gone.
That was gone. Keep your house safe. I've got a listener here says for the low price of $500, he will move out squatters, cash only.
No questions asked.
No questions. I'll make you a deal you can't refuse. Okay. Dan, thanks so much for coming by today. I didn't think it was going to – I thought maybe probably half an hour. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff to cover. You know, when you start talking about security of your valuable security of your family, I really like that if you're traveling, we have friends that travel, that would be perfect for them. That they know, you know, you set up a little camera system inside so they can be checking their house out. And the other one, because we put a lot of people through our concealed carry classes that are moms and wives who husbands do travel, including highway patrolmen. Mm-hmm. We've had to put a lot of, you know, because their husbands are gone so much. So it's all different types of systems. So thanks a lot for coming by here. And, of course, do businesses also. And we're talking mainly homes, but you do businesses the same way.
Of course. In fact, probably about half of our business is commercial and the other half is residential. So we're
okay.
We do both.
Great.
The key is to be proactive and show some personal responsibility and solve your problems before they start.
Prevent them before they happen. That's
exactly.
Right. Preventive maintenance. Dan London, Precision Alarm Systems. Okay, everybody. How much time we got left here, Sue?
About 20 seconds.
Well, then that gives me time to tell everybody have a good day. I do hope it rains today.
I hope it rains. And rains.
That's right. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Vice President Mike Pence delivering remarks on several issues at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside of Washington today.
Because of the conservative majorities in Congress that you helped elect, and because of the strong leadership of the president you put in the White House, 2017 was the most consequential year in the history of the conservative movement.